I like our fandom names.
Yeah, I do. This is a prestigious category.
Yeah.
I have to say, Cheryl Lannister. So I was lying in bed after the episode aired, and I couldn't really sleep. So I had Westeros.org forums up on my phone, and I was trying to say something. I was like, "Well, she can't be Carol anymore." So then I was like, "What rhymes with Carol? Cheryl." So I wrote it with an SH, and then I started using it, and someone was like, "Can you please change it to a CH?" I'm like, "Okay, perfect."
That's almost as exciting as the origin story for Carol and Larry, which was just like they sounded vaguely suburban and we thought it was funny.
No, I'm so happy this one. I actually didn't think it would. I thought Boss Ass Bitch Babs was pretty good. I liked Field Marshal Sandra Snark. I'm partial to Brittany Stark, but that's just like nothing.
Yeah, I voted for A Thousand Eyes and Two
A
because
Thousand Eyes and
I'm
Two, I
still
love
not over
that.
it.
I love it. Discount Russell Crowe actually came out of these specific recaps. I thought that's a pretty good way to think of your own, though. But no, Cheryl, I'm actually really happy about because now it's Larry and Cheryl, like in Curb Your Enthusiasm. So that just makes me really happy.
Which like happened by accident.
But yeah, I don't know. I know like the fandom names can be a little bit divisive sometimes, but I love it and I love everyone for kind of embracing them. And it's just like it started with Carol and Larry somehow and it's just branched into this beautiful thing.
Yeah,
And
but
it's
Kylie,
yeah.
we made Carol Lannister a thing.
We actually made Carol Lannister a thing, and now we have awards in her name. Golden Carols. Like, literally, it was just Julia picking two random suburbanite names and a dumb post she made where I made the gift for it. That's all it was. That's where it came
Yeah,
from.
and now like people who have co-written a book with George R. R. Martin are using it on a regular basis,
I'm
and
so
we
happy.
have arrived.